Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A North Carolina police officer was killed in a Friday morning shootout near a car wash. The shooting happened around 3:30 a.m. in Belmont, North Carolina. Police said the shooting happened after Mount Holly police officers confronted an armed suspect while responding to a breaking and entering call. 25-year-old Mount Holly officer Tyler Herndon was taken to the hospital where he later died. The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Joshua Funk, was also shot but only suffered minor injuries. Funk has been taken into custody and charged with first-degree murder. At least three people have died as a strong snowstorm that's left over 60 million people under winter weather alerts slams the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The National Weather Service warned the storm would cause major travel disruptions and power outages while dumping heavy snow. There were some 200 vehicle crashes in Virginia Wednesday. Brooklyn, New York is reporting 6.5 feet of snow overnight. Boston is expecting a foot of snow today. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Lawmakers want to remove a congressman from the House Intelligence Committee after he was infiltrated by the Chinese Communist government. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican lawmakers has sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members wrote that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. Representative Chris Stewart says it should come as no surprise that members of Congress are targets for infiltration by the Chinese. The Utah Republican, who also sits on the House Intelligence Committee, tells Fox News that Representative Swalwell should have known better.
I think that's the primary failure here is, look, we start with the presumption that China is going to target us, they're going to try to exploit and develop relationships with us, and then you look at the commonsensical kind of environment we're in and say, does this person raise red flags? She certainly did, and I think that's where Mr. Swalwell has some questions that he absolutely has to answer.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Senate Homeland Security held a hearing Wednesday to discuss the 2020 voting irregularities. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Today we will hear testimony on how election laws in some cases were not enforced and how fraudulent voting did occur, as it always does. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
Democrat Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
Power can be transferred peacefully. The president and many of his supporters are, unfortunately, continuing their efforts to undermine the will of the people, disenfranchise voters, and sow the seeds of mistrust and discontent to further their partisan desire for power.
Failure to be fully transparent or conduct reasonable audits has led to heightened suspicion. The most difficult allegations to assess involve vulnerabilities in voting machines and the software used. In order to effectively determine the extent to which voting machines were subject to nefarious intrusion or other vulnerabilities, computer science experts must be given the opportunity to examine these allegations. This is a complex issue that has been under congressional scrutiny for years. Since 2018, I'm aware of three oversight letters requesting information from the main suppliers of voting machines. This oversight is focused on Election Systems and Software LLC, Dominion Voting Systems, Inc., and Hart InterCivic, Inc.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yes, we are. It requires all hands on deck, and thank you for joining in to save this republic. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Bark joins us now. Megan is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, like you, you know, continuing the fight, you know, having done all to stand, you keep standing on that which is true and right and just on behalf of the American people. And, you know, I cannot thank you enough for your commitment and all the hard work that you've been doing with Stop the Steal rallies. It has just been incredible, the response that has organically just burst out. Of course, the mainstream media, the establishment media doesn't want to report on it, but boy, this is quite the demonstration of millions of people coming out to stand for free and fair elections and for Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. We were quite blown away, actually. I was contacted right after the election by one of the national organizers, Ali Alexander and Michael Kudrey, mm-hmm. as well as and so we had assembled a team of about 20 influencers and pundits and activists from across the country, and within 6 days,
it was amazing.
We put together the March for Trump on Washington, and hundreds of thousands of people showed up that day, and the energy there in the electorate continues to this day, even a month and a half or so after the election, and it's mm-hmm. because there are 75 million of us that have been disenfranchised. You know, you hear about Democrats always screaming about the disenfranchisement of voters, but it's only their voters they seem to care about, not the entire country. Mm. What we witnessed on November 3rd was nothing short of a stolen election, a rigged election. And I'm quite tired, quite frankly, excuse me, of people saying, where is the evidence? Where is the evidence? Well, in Nevada specifically here, we have over 200 binders of evidence, which details the massive amount of widespread fraud throughout our state. The leading lawyer of the Trump campaign, Jesse Banal, was here in Nevada for quite some time, assembling the evidence to present it to our Democrat judiciary, which, of course, they shot him down because they're a political judiciary.
Right.
But nonetheless, he testified on the Senate Homeland and Government Committee headed by Ron Johnson yesterday. And I would encourage everyone to just Google Jesse Banal and look at the video, or you can go to my Reagan Babe page on Facebook. I have the video posted there. He details a massive amount of fraud, whereby 40,000 people in Nevada voted twice, 1,500 people that were dead voted in Nevada. 1,500 dead people voted. They also uncovered a pay-to-vote scheme that was conducted on Indian reservations. 4,000 illegal aliens voted. So if you just total up those votes, and then there's more evidence, it's over 100,000 votes that were illegally cast. And, of course, they weren't illegally cast for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. They were illegally cast for Joe Biden. And this comes from a state where we have 6 electoral votes, but Biden only won by a little over 10,000 votes. I think it's 33,000 votes, whereby in 2016, Donald Trump lost by 27,000 votes. And as you know, and I've been talking to you for quite some time, I've been detailing the amount of fraud in Nevada for the last, since the 2016 election.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Our resources were minimal. It was just me and a couple volunteers pouring through the voter rolls. But what we found was an harbinger of things to come. We knew that if we looked and had more resources and more volunteers, we would find a lot more than we did. But back in 2017-18, I wrote an article that appeared in the Daily Caller that said, how many more elections are the Democrats allowed to steal? Well, we just witnessed one of the largest rigged elections in our nation's history.
Yeah, the amazing thing, as you say, people go, well, where's the evidence? I mean, you know, and Sidney Powell early on said the evidence is coming at her like through a fire hose. It's hard to deny the evidence, but if you purposely turn your head and choose not to see, I mean, that's on you. I mean, now, you know, all the legal processes that have been exercised by the Trump legal team, it's putting this on record, Megan. I mean, after everything is all said and done, you know, I think historians, if not even now, people are realizing because what you're having is an increasing number of people agreeing on both sides. I mean, yes, a majority of Americans, a majority of Republicans, I should say, over 70% believe that this was an illegitimate election. I think the numbers in the Democratic arena is somewhere around 25-30%, if I'm not mistaken. And those numbers seem to be increasing as the facts find themselves, to come out into public discourse and the public square. And, you know, this cannot be denied, and it will not be denied. And then when you see what's happening, I mean, like you said, the initial rally, the established media reported, they said, oh, thousands of people showed up in D.C. You know, I spoke with Amy Kramer, and she verified that this was verified by the D.C. police. They said that it was 1.4 million people. And again, this past weekend, it was, she said it was numbers the same, if not larger. The better news was this last time around, and we can thank the Proud Boys for protecting conservatives, there weren't as many, you know, incidents. There were still some incidences of conservatives and people there involved in the rally being attacked, but the Proud Boys kept it to a minimum.
Yeah, and what we've witnessed from the violent left is exactly that, violence. If they can't get their way, they resort to violence. You know, I was thinking back to the FBI and how absolutely useless they have been, unless, of course, it comes to orchestrating and coordinating a coup against the seated president. But they put the resources and time to investigate a rope in a NASCAR garage.
Yes.
And we can't get them to investigate voter fraud.
Yeah, what does that tell you?
They're correct. There's a whole division in the FBI actually dedicated to election integrity, and I don't think that they've ever used those resources on behalf of election integrity. What we have witnessed from the judiciary on down is a complete corruption of our entire system of government. And when Donald Trump said drain the swamp, he certainly didn't know how deep and dirty the swamp was. But now, because he was elected president in 2016, the American people, at least those who care and love this country and love this republic and don't want to transform it into a socialist third world hellhole, have now been exposed to the absolute amount of corruption within our government. Bill, you have people out in this country, mostly and most likely wearing masks alone in their car, who believe that that the Russians influenced the 2016 election. Well, under DNI Radcliffe's declassification of John Brennan's memos this week, we realized through John Brennan's own writing that that was a lie. That was designed by Hillary Clinton and her team in order to disparage and vilify, in his words, vilify President Trump.
Mm-hmm. The very thing she was accusing President Trump of is the very thing she exercised. And had she been elected, it would have been interesting to see if she had gone after Donald Trump even further. Stay more. We got more.
Set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Anybody here looking for revival? Get on horse and a drum band. Anybody looking for revival?
we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of BrighamBabe.com, continues with us. Megan, what did you make of the Ron Johnson Senate hearing yesterday? I thought it was quite revealing. It got heated in moments, and, of course, there was another, you know, strange moment where you had the outed government official, you know, Krebs, who insists that, you know, nothing happened, that it was a, you know, it was a clean and fair election, which was just, I'm sitting there going, what election did he attend and observe? I don't know how he could come up with that. I think Johnson was taken a little bit of a gas, and some of the other members as well. But what were your particular highlights of that hearing?
I think it was Jesse Banal, just because it hit so close to home for me. And again, I would recommend that everybody watch the 5-minute opening statement that he gave. You know, when the principle of one vote, one person, or one person, one vote is diluted or ignored, that opens the door for authoritarianism. And that's exactly what he stated and repeated the words of, I believe, Ron Johnson. I caught it a little bit late. But nonetheless, he's absolutely right. Where do we go after this? 75 million people reportedly voted for President Trump. Do you really think that we're all going to be quiet?
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Right.
And that's what was also brought up in the hearing from, I believe it was Josh Hawley, as well as Rand Paul. You know, there are still options on the table. If the Republicans have a spine, and under the leadership of Mitch McConnell, I don't have a lot of faith in that, but I do have a lot of faith in Republican senators, especially those who signed on to the Texas lawsuit, et cetera, that really it comes down to congressional duty on whether or not our congressmen believe in the rule of law and transparent and fair elections, because Joe Biden did not win this election.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close. There's no way that he won a double-digit percentage of counties less than Barack Obama, but yet somehow managed to get 12 million more votes than Barack Obama. It's not possible that a man who stayed in his basement during the whole campaign season, and when he did go out, maybe 10 people would show up and you know, sit in socially distant circles if he was lucky, won this election by a mandate. With all of the questions circling and all of the evidence, not just questions, but actual verifiable evidence, specifically the evidence coming out of Arizona, mm-hmm. coming out of Wisconsin. Another highlight of this week, too, outside of the hearing, was the Wisconsin Supreme Court basically said that the decision by the governor and others to change election laws, specifically around voter ID, did not withstand judicial scrutiny, meaning that you cannot suspend laws in the time of a pandemic. You don't suspend the Constitution in the time
yes.
of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so this puts in question hundreds of thousands of ballots in Wisconsin that were counted that were not verified through voter ID, which is their state law. And then you look at the amount of fraud going on in Michigan. The Secretary of State of Michigan wanted to hide the evidence of the forensic audit of the Dominion voting machines in one specific county, Antrim, I think it was, county,
mm-hmm.
whereby they had a 68% failure rate. And that's just in one county. So you add up the mountains of evidence from a variety of states across this republic. And if I were a senator, I could not conclude that this was a fair election.
Yeah, how do you?
So the senators have a duty to seat electors and to vote mm-hmm. on electors, and they should certainly not certify an unverifiable election for Joe Biden.
Isn't this what's happening right now in some of these Republican-controlled states where they are seating you know, Republican electors as well as Democrats? They're seating their electors as well. Again, depending on how this breaks out and if there's enough intestinal fortitude that suddenly discovered maybe in one of the drawers of the Chief Justice, he might find his spine there and say, oh, gosh, maybe we ought to listen to the case here. What do you think?
Well, Well, I'll tell you what, if Republicans really believe that they can fix this after this election, they are sorely mistaken, because the unilateral power that the Democrats will have, specifically if they win Georgia, will be the start of the death toll of this nation, this republic. They will eliminate, if they have complete control of all branches of government, the progressive communist Democrats will eliminate the Electoral College. Hillary Clinton called for that again last week in a tweet. They will, by eliminating the Electoral College, they will allow California and New York to decide any and all future elections. They will implement ballot harvesting in every single state, making it impossible to pass voter ID laws or robust election integrity laws. This is the chaos that the Democrats designed in this election. They brought over 300 lawsuits since March. This is the chaos they wanted. They can't sell socialism, so they need to hijack an election in order to implement it. Socialism around the world has never been voted on fairly. Socialism has been implemented through fraud and through force, and that's exactly what the Democrats plan to implement. The fundamental transformation of this country that we were promised since 2008 is not a fundamental transformation towards a free, laissez-faire, free market economy. It is towards a socialist, centralized, government-controlled economy, and that's what the Democrats have been promising for years.
Yeah, heading for a globalist conclusion here. The other idea here that people need to understand, that this isn't a political issue in a sense that it's Republicans against Democrats, because look what's happening in California. People are escaping California because all the draconian regulations, everything Newsom is up for repeal like you cannot imagine. I mean, this is like Gray Davis on steroids again that's happening. Yeah. Californians are upset, and last time I checked at the border, it is bipartisan. You got Republicans leaving the state. You got Democrats leaving the state. And so you look at what's happening in California. That's what they want for the United States of America. A one-party state, just like China. China's a one-party state. All these socialist governments, they're a one-party state. This is what you get. It's central control, central command, and a loss of property, a loss of self-responsibility and identity, and welcome to the world of mediocrity, Megan Barth.
Well, and that's exactly what we're witnessing through these lockdowns. There is absolutely no scientific evidence to prove that lockdowns actually work. And if lockdowns actually worked, we wouldn't be in our fifth iteration in Nevada of a lockdown. Now our lockdown is extended through November or January 16th. Where's the science that says January 16th? Mm-hmm. If lockdowns worked, if masks worked, if plexiglass worked, if social distancing worked, we wouldn't have spikes in cases. But, of course, we have more testing, so we have more cases, and we have all the sheep running out to get a swab shoved up their nose in a flu that has a 99.9% survival rate. The Democrats have used the pandemic to rig an election. They have used the pandemic in order to control a population. They have used the pandemic in order to violate our civil liberties, whether it's the First Amendment, Second Amendment, what have you. They've used the First Amendment to destroy small businesses. Now, why are they destroying small businesses, you ask? Because that's exactly what happens in a socialist economy. That's exactly what happens under socialism. They do not want to have people be autonomous from government. They do not want people, Democrats do not want people to be independent of government. They want government to be the nanny. They want government to be the caretaker. And they want government to provide the scraps for the serf.
Exactly.
That's what happens in a socialist economy. You don't find a middle class in a socialist economy. You don't find a capitalist class in a socialist economy. You find an underclass and a ruling class in a socialist economy.
That's the way it breaks
That's
down.
That's exactly what Governor Newsom and our governor here, Sisolak, is doing.
And they were so close to doing that under Obama. Look what happened, the devastation that took place in the middle class. I mean, this was all part of it. And they had anticipated that Hillary Clinton would have finished the job, but for Donald Trump. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Megan, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next year.
Merry Christmas.
You got it. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Be well.
You got it. You too.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A North Carolina police officer was killed in a Friday morning shootout near a car wash. The shooting happened around 3:30 a.m. in Belmont, North Carolina. Police said the shooting happened after Mount Holly police officers confronted an armed suspect while responding to a breaking and entering call. 25-year-old Mount Holly officer Tyler Herndon was taken to the hospital where he later died. The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Joshua Funk, was also shot but only suffered minor injuries. Funk has been taken into custody and charged with first-degree murder. At least three people have died as a strong snowstorm that's left over 60 million people under winter weather alerts slams the mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The National Weather Service warned the storm would cause major travel disruptions and power outages while dumping heavy snow. There were some 200 vehicle crashes in Virginia Wednesday. Brooklyn, New York is reporting 6.5 feet of snow overnight. Boston is expecting a foot of snow today. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, online shopping this season is expected to significantly increase this holiday season as consumers stay home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. While retailers prepare to manage this influx of online customers, scammers... Listen up. Scammers are looking to take advantage of holiday shoppers. This is why Facebook and the Better Business Bureau have joined forces to launch the Shop Safe, Shop Smart campaign. This month, BBB and Facebook will run ads and post organic content across social media channels to promote actionable tips on how to spot, avoid, and report scams online. The campaign aims to help consumers shop safely at the online retailers they love and trust, but also to discover and support new businesses, especially small local businesses, who are turning to online channels due to the pandemic. Hey, we're fortunate to have Sarah Schiff with us, and she'll be talking about the Shop Safe, Shop Smart campaign, offer tips on how to avoid being the victim of an online scam. We'll also talk about research before you buy. If the deal looks too good to be true, you know that saying, it probably is. You'll also have a better idea how to spot fake websites, use secure and traceable transactions and payment methods, and report unsatisfactory purchases experiences to Facebook and BBB because they want to hear from you. Sarah Schiff, the business integrity expert at Facebook, joins us now. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's my favorite time of year. I got to tell you, I love this time of year. And with all, you know, the joy and, you know, the celebration and everything like that, we want to make sure that, you know, like you said, the scammers are going to be coming out. And we don't want them putting, a bad flavor or taste in our mouths over this holiday season, right?
That is absolutely correct. We're trying to make sure that people shop safely and have the best holiday season and a little bit of joy this year. We all need it.
Well, we know that in the past, online scams during the holiday season, we've got to up the game because they up their game, right? And that's been traditional. But the projection is because, I guess, the increased number of online shopping opportunities is just, causing these scammers to drool a bit, isn't it?
Yes, you know, the unfortunate thing is when there's more shopping, there are more scams. And the reality is that scams are very common. They're an industry-wide problem. And that's why I'm excited to be, you know, with you here today. For all those listening at home, I really want you to understand that you are the first line of defense when it comes to fighting scams and fraud online. And that's why we're so excited to partner with the Better Business Bureau to launch this Shop Safe, Shop Smart campaign.
I love the idea. Whoever came up with this, we got to give them a Christmas bonus or something. I mean, this is brilliant, you know, and this is needed. Tell us more about it.
Well, all this month, the Shop Safe, Shop Smart campaign from the Better Business Bureau and Facebook will run ads and organic content on Facebook, Instagram, and all across various social media channels to promote these tips on how to spot, avoid, and report scams online. As you said, you know, we want people to feel confident to shop safely at the online retailers they already love and trust, but we want people to discover and support new businesses too, especially smaller ones. They might be turning to online channels due to the pandemic for the first time. We want to make sure people have the confidence to shop there, but do so safely.
Sarah, any idea, I mean, because I'm excited, as you are, about new businesses getting involved. The pandemic is, causing new businesses to be creative, to look at new channels of distribution and sales and marketing and that sort of thing. Any idea how many new businesses are going to be coming into what they will see as a new frontier, but yet it's been something that's been around for, you know, for quite a while?
No, I am the expert on how many small businesses are turning to online channels for the first time. But what I can share is that these tips that we want everybody to have while they're shopping this holiday season really extend to all shopping online, whether it's a new business, an old business, one you've heard of many times, or one you're hearing about for the first time.
So it's all across the board. It is a kind of a universal approach to, as you say, shopping safe and shopping smart. What are the telltale signs that a consumer needs to be on guard for when it comes to an online scam?
You know, the most important tip that I can share with your listeners is to do your homework before you buy. So some of the homework includes making sure that price is right. If the price looks too good to be true, it usually is. You know, be wary if a retailer claims to have loads of that trendy product that cannot be found anywhere else. Scammers use this tactic of deploying the most popular products of the season at great prices to reel in consumers. And of course, be extra careful if you are asked for non-relevant information during the checkout experience. If you're asked for your social security number or some other piece of information that you've never been asked for at checkout, that should have your spidey senses go all the way up. And last but not least, be sure to protect yourself. Use secure and traceable transaction and payment methods like credit cards. We want you to avoid using cash transfer apps or prepaid money cards. We want you to protect yourself.
Well, I'll tell you, I got hit with a prepaid money card scam, Sarah, embarrassingly. And these guys are good. That's all I can tell you. They've got a system, and, sometimes your guard can be down. That's the other thing. You want to make sure as you're doing this that you're not doing it when you're tired or maybe if you find yourself in a sense of urgency, this kind of, exacerbates the problem and makes you, kind of ripe to become a victim, doesn't it?
Yes, and no shopping while driving either.
Yeah, that as well, exactly. I mean, why do we have to point out these things? You know, it's like the Surgeon General notice about telling you about smoking, but some of these common sense things we just have to remind people. It's not to insult them. It's just, hey, we're humanoids, and sometimes we, I don't know, maybe we can just make fun of ourselves and say sometimes don't do really smart things. That's all, I guess. So how can we safely support new and local small businesses this holiday season? I know you touched on it a little bit, but what else can we do?
So we do want small businesses in all of our communities to not only survive, but thrive in the midst of this crazy year we're all experiencing. And that's why you're seeing initiatives like Facebook Shops, which allows businesses of all sizes to set up an online storefront and connect with customers, and Facebook and Instagram for the first time. We want shoppers out there to feel confident in discovering new businesses. I know I'm always looking for another pair of yoga pants since I'm working for 9 consecutive months at home now.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I would love to support a small business while doing it.
Right.
But, yeah. You know, I cannot emphasize enough, you know, do your homework before you buy. It's one thing for you and me, Bill, to do it, but it's another thing for all of your listeners to do it. If this is the first time you're engaging with an online retailer, an easy place to get started is just to read the customer comments and reviews.
Yes, exactly. We're talking with Sarah Schiff, product manager with Business Integrity at Facebook. She leads the team that increases accountability for all types of ads featured at Facebook and Instagram. Sarah, what about if we experience a problem? We want to let everybody know in the community that there's problems here in River City. If we've had a bad experience, you say that we should report unsatisfactory purchase experiences to Facebook and Better Business Bureau. How do we do that?
No, you always have recourse. That's one of the reasons why we want you to use secure and traceable payment methods like a credit card. You can also report a problematic experience with the Better Business Bureau at their website. That's www.bbb.org. And Facebook wants to hear from you, too. If you had a bad purchase experience, we want to know what arrived in the mail, if anything at all. And so we want you to visit recent ad activity. That's something that all Facebook profiles have access to. You'll see all of the ads you've recently interacted with, and you have an opportunity to leave feedback. And this is one of the ways in which we get better. We want to hear from you.
And for the campaign, the website that they can go to?
That would be www.bbb.org. /shopsafe, and that's where you can find all of the tips that I shared today.
Well, wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. It's been awesome. Appreciate all the tips and the ideas here for a Shop Safe, Shop Smart campaign and season this holiday. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Schiff, Business Integrity Expert at Facebook.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. U.S. small business owners remain resilient as they navigate an evolving business landscape brought on by coronavirus. According to a new Bank of America survey of entrepreneurs across the country, 4 in 5 businesses stayed open in some capacity amid shutdowns, and 1/4 took steps to reinvent themselves. Looking to the future, entrepreneurs anticipate a favorable post-pandemic environment in which small business will return to being the backbone of the U.S. economy. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners across the country continue to show great strength as they tackle unprecedented challenges brought on by the pandemic. It is particularly inspiring to see the way entrepreneurs have adapted their businesses to meet the needs of their communities. From clothing stores creating reusable masks to distilleries shifting operations to produce hand sanitizer. As we look towards recovery and the path ahead, I am confident that small business owners will continue to innovate, grow, and fuel our economy.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and 'tis the season. Let me tell you, I love this time of year. You know, regardless, COVID, we muck COVID. I'm telling you this, Dr. Ted Bear, we just muck the heck out of it because we're going to continue to live free and love God and love one another. Ted Bear is with us, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, and always an honor to have him on the show. Hey, Ted, how are you, buddy?
I am doing well. You know, this is wonderful that you love this time of year, but for those of us in the Hollywood world, they dump all the movies. Christmas Day, you have about four or five big, big movies opening. I remember on Christmas Day, you know, having to leave my house, go over and see The Godfather 3, News of the World, which we're going to talk about, opens. We are flooded by movies. So at the end of the year, it takes a couple of hours to review a movie. When you take a couple of hours and a couple of hours to write it and a couple of hours to edit it, it's about a 10-hour process. And when you get all those movies at once, I think Hollywood has its own attack on Christmas, but it also has a lot of positive Christian Christmas movies, so I don't want to be too negative about it.
Speaking of the season, though.
My favorite Hollywood.
What? Yeah. Well, speaking of this, what can we anticipate? Because, the movie houses are down, theaters are down. Of course, they're streaming. They're still, you know, some of the movie houses and the production companies are holding back product because, this COVID thing. So what can we anticipate this holiday season?
Well, Hollywood doesn't hold back product from streaming. Now, we can talk about it now, but, Disney has decided that, and Warner Brothers is releasing movies at the same time on HBO Plus as they are with, in theaters, like we have a link to watch Wonder Woman, which everybody's watching,
right,
and News of the World that we're going to talk about. But there's no money in the streaming world. In other words, if you were taking a family of four to see, you know, a big Pixar movie or whatever that's coming out at Christmas time at $10 a ticket, maybe $7.50 for the kids, you'd be spending about $30, $40. So right. That's why you get Frozen making $14 billion, or one of the guys that taught my class, he made $14 billion on his movies. So, but when you get to, in fact, friends of mine, another person who taught the class recently, my How to Succeed in Hollywood class, did Dune, and he's done a lot of the big movies, and they released them at Christmas time. And if Warner Brothers is going to, they're suing Warner Brothers because the economics does not work. If you have a streaming and everybody's paying Disney price, $6.99, you can have 30, 40 people watch a movie for $6.99, and you haven't made any money. So they announced a long time ago, Milan made $32 million. Well, $32 million is pathetic for a $200 million movie. They have to make $500 million to break even. The crazy part about all this is that investors think this is a good idea, that Disney's making less money. But here's some streaming movies. Christmas on the Square with Dolly Parton, which has an evangelistic tone to it, and actually got somebody being saved. The Christmas Chronicles 2, made by a friend of mine, which is good. Operation Christmas Drop. Jingle Jangle, which is a good movie. It's not very Christmas, but it is at Christmas time. The Princess Switch, which has a lot of Christmas stuff. Miracle on Christmas, Christmas with a Crown, a very country Christmas. Now, I can tell you that these movies are going to do well in terms of viewers, but they're all the same plot. It used to be that the plot was, Bill, that there was some wealthy guy, and he had to go back to his hometown, and he fell in love with a waitress. Well, now the plot is that the girl is a wealthy girl. She's an interior designer, or she runs an art gallery in New York. Mm-hmm. Something happens. She has to go back to her main town. Her mother thinks she could get married to the big man in town, but instead she falls in love with a plumber who's got his shirt off at the, when you meet him. So all these Christmas movies have a similar plot.
Has his shirt off, you can smell him, or even right there. You can
So it's all the same plot. But, you know, News of the World, which is coming up, which we were going to talk about.
The Tom Hanks movie. Yes. Wow. Yeah, tell us about it.
And it's a very interesting movie because my father starred in 62 movies, but about 12 of them were cowboy movies, and that's what he was remembered for, Bob Texel and the First Texas Ranger. This is a traditional Western, the one-man Western. You know, I could see Gary Cooper in this, and here it is, Tom Hanks. And there's this, you know, German girl who was captured by the Indians, who could no longer speak English because of, the plot crisis at the beginning. You know, he gets caught with this girl. She's run away. He finds her. He takes her to the soldiers who are now Union. He was a captain in the Confederate in Texas Army. I mean, this is a really strange thing, but it's a positive view of different people. Mm-hmm. And he has to take her back home. And of course, he runs into robbers. He runs into Kiowa Indians. He runs into all this stuff. And it takes place around the, you know, from all the way from Wichita Falls to the Hill Country. And my family settled the Hill Country in the 1820s. So I have the same stories. One of my aunts was taken by the Indians. She was partially scalped. She escaped when she was about 9 or 10 years old. She never spoke English until that time. So I have the same stories in my life. It's a really powerful movie. I don't know how it's going to do because he's done two or three powerful movies this year, and they're more personal with Tom Hanks. He does, you know, this could have been Gary Cooper. This could have been any one of the famous cowboy stars. It's a wonderful movie.
Is there anything that Tom Hanks can't do? I mean, the breadth of his talent.
Yeah,
I've said the guy could play. He could play an eraser and make an eraser exciting. I don't know. I mean, he's amazing. How gifted he is.
Well, he is amazing, and he's amazing because he's like Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart was an everyman.
Yes.
And he can be everyman, and he's got that, you know, loving but intense look to him, especially with this girl. So you know that he's in charge, but he's still loving at the same time. Of course, there's a lot of things he could do. He could not play Superman. He couldn't play Wonder Woman. half these characters. Yes. You know, he's found his niche. And this movie, although it's coming out from Universal Pictures, which is a big company, it's done by his company, Playtone, which has done some really fabulous, fabulous movies. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, Ted, what do you think about, you know, some of these artists? I know Tom got drew into a little bit of the politics, and I hated to hear that only because I want to see Tom as an everyman. That's my own perspective, and that's selfish of me. Certainly has every right to his own opinion, and as incendiary as the political environment is right now, I want some of these stars to stay away from it just so that they can, you know, stay out of some of the fray. What do you think?
First place, Tom Hanks, when he talks, and we've talked to him often, you know, talks about being converted by Campus Crusade when he was young.
Right.
He talks about his faith. He goes to his wife's Greek Orthodox Church. So there's always Christian content in his movies. Greyhound was very pro-patriotic, but, you know, I understand the diversity here. You know, the division between one side and the other. I'll give you an extreme example. One of my sons, who's very Christian and very reformed and very dedicated, he runs a ministry in Australia and Tasmania on top of Mount. He leads people to Christ. He has students from all over the world. And he talks to them about, and then he emails me and he says, you know, we talked today about loyalty. They said, why do you have to be loyal? So he has to explain basic concepts to these Chinese and French and German kids who no longer have any Christian values at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he's living in paradise. If you look it up, that island off of Australia is considered one of the 9 top destination places to go in the world. It is absolutely gorgeous. Wow. It has had no COVID for about 9 months. It has no lockdown at all. And in fact, it's so few people. And my granddaughter, my first granddaughter by his family, was 501,000 people. We thought she'd be the 500,000th person born in Tasmania. So he doesn't see the need for the police. Because they know, what do you need a police when you got 26 acres on top of a mountain? And he doesn't see the issues that we see. And I tell him, you know, in California, one of my friends runs ADT. And there's crime all over the place in Los Angeles. She comes to our events and she says, you know, she's exhausted. She's the head of ADT for the region.
Yeah.
And some poor older Jewish family was robbed and killed in a terrible way. And this happens week after week after week because, you know, Los Angeles and the Valley and stuff have moved away from funding the police, which is stupid. So we have a different point of view toward these issues. And when you're making millions of dollars and living in a bubble, you get a different point of view.
Yeah.
And so I think what we need to do is understand that this division has gone on for a long time. I mean, look at Jefferson and Adams. They hated each other.
Right.
And, you know, that resulted in, you know, duels and everything else by Hamilton. And it was a disaster. And then look at Lincoln. If you've been to the Lincoln Museum, they have a whole gigantic room about all the attacks on Lincoln, calling him an ape, calling him an idiot, calling him a fool. He was hated. You had the Civil War. Half the country hated him. But it's interesting.
And he's going, thank God there wasn't social media at the time.
Well, the media was against him. And Jefferson, as you remember, that was the Zinger case that gave the media immunity, because I'm a lawyer. He sued the Philadelphia paper, Zinger, who was the publisher, for publishing false information. And the Supreme Court said, and they'll say it again and again, Zinger has the right, because it's your public figure, to say anything they want about you.
Founder and publisher, movie guy, Dr. Ted Baer. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Ted. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be talking to you next year, buddy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. when grocery stores run empty or disasters strike. Our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.